atoms, molecules, and their constituents. Arguably the most revolutionary scientific breakthrough of the 20th century, quantum mechanics uprooted centuries-old prejudices about the nature of reality and what can, in principle, be known for certain about the universe. The theory also proved to be of enormous utility. It underpins the whole of modern microelectronics and has answered many basic questions that had long defied straightforward answers, such as why electricity flows easily through wire but not through wood. Yet Dirac's eyes glazed over during talk of the practical and philosophical consequences of quantum physics. He was concerned only with the search for the fundamental laws that describe the longest strands in the universe's fabric. Convinced that these laws must be mathematically beautiful, he once, uncharacteristically, hazarded the unverifiable conjecture that God is a mathematician of a very high order. The ambitions of Kurt Hofer were more modest than Dirac's. Hofer had made his name in cancer and radiation research by carefully carrying out experiments and then trying to find theories to explain the results. This was the conventional bottom-up technique of the English naturalist Charles Darwin, who saw his mind as a machine for